Lee, this is nuts. This is from a Birthright Citizenship website.
Okay.
Advertising how you can come to the United States of America and give birth. It's called Doctoris Parati. It's a Q&A section. Can I lose my visa if I have my baby in the United States of America? And what they're advertising is for about $4,000, you can come to America, give birth. If you want a C-section, that's an extra $1,000. And then, go ahead and leave afterward. Can I lose my visa if I have my baby in the United States? Having a baby in the United States does not result in immigration consequences. This is crazy. Does not result in immigration consequences, providing that the law is followed and the corresponding medical expenses are fully covered. The improper use of public assistance or failure to pay for services may be considered by immigration authorities in future evaluations. Is it legal to give birth in the United States of America? It's the next question. Yes, giving birth in the United States of America is lawful. And they reference the recent Supreme Court decision. So, yeah, you can just totally come here and have your baby and, be on your way. Next question. Can I still give birth in the United States after the new regulations and executive order on birthright citizenship signed by President Trump? Yes, they say under current law, children born on U.S. soil continue to receive U.S. citizenship at birth. And they say that, they talk about the Supreme Court ruling. Okay. Then after that, they go into this. My baby bump is showing. Can I be denied entry to United States of America because of my pregnancy? Yes. And it says, and then they answer that question. Okay. Forgive me. I'm looking at the next one. They say, no, your baby bump showing. So you can full on baby bump your way through the airport. No problem. Do you provide any document that confirms or supports my appointment and may be used when entering the United States? This is to the birth citizenship factory. Yes. Once the enrollment process is completed and your medical appointment is confirmed, you will receive a confirmation letter that documents your registration and scheduled medical care. So think about that. You're using your birthright citizenship baby birth appointment documentation as documentation you're going to receive medical care so you can get into the country. In other words, to help you enter the United States. Mm-hmm. This is the next question. Do you provide any guidance on what to say to immigration officers when entering the United States to steal citizenship? No, we do not provide immigration advice or instructions on what to say to immigration officers. All individuals entering the United States must be truthful and comply with applicable immigration laws and entry requirements. Each visitor is responsible for having appropriate documentation and sufficient financial resources to cover their medical and personal expenses. Wow. Just wow. This next question. I do not have a visa. Can you help with the application process? And they say, we provide a medical service. We do not provide immigration counseling. And we will not contact the U.S. Embassy on your behalf. And they say, do not enter illegally to schedule your appointment. And then they refer you to where you can go if you want more information on how to get your visa. But my personal favorite is, if my baby bump is showing, will that be a problem? And here's the problem, Lee. When you're talking about amounts of $4,000 to $5,000, you can put that on a standard credit card. In other words, you don't have to be wealthy to do this. You just come on in, have the baby, and take off.
Well, I mean, that's if you go to them for the service, because quite honestly, if you're in the country and you get taken to an emergency room, if you're not here legally, it doesn't matter anyway. They're going to provide, birthing services, period. I mean, they have to.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, Lee, Trump has now requested, and it's very rare for this to happen, has now requested an emergency hearing. One of the reasons behind this is that this whole information, birthright citizenship, like just the sheer staggering numbers, over a million Chinese alone, was not even considered, in the original SCOTUS like information that they were looking at when they were making the judgment. And now News Nation is reporting there's a chance at this. It's not a big one.
Yeah.
President Trump just posting on Truth Social.
I was just going to say that my understanding of this is that in order for this to happen, that the dissenting justice, which would be one of them would be Brett Kavanaugh, would have to approve or ask for the rehearing in order for this to take place. And it, as you said, this is very, very rare. You know, this is a low probability situation, but at least he's making an effort.
Yeah. And he called the decision insane, which
and
it is.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. And I've explained several times on the show using the Wall Street Journal why Robert's logic is faulty and wrong and why he knows that, well, why he knows he's not legally correct.
If this were something that Republicans liked or Trump wanted, they would call it a loophole.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, what Roberts could not address the second part again, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out, the part where it says you cannot have allegiance to a non-U.S. government power. You can't have a foreign allegiance or you don't qualify. Again, that's why the Indians who were here before we were didn't qualify until the 1900s for citizenship. And it took a legal change for that to happen. So and Roberts didn't even address that in his ruling. And that's why I've been saying he knows he's full of it. He knows he is. He can't even make a legal argument in these Chief Justice, you know, in his opinion. And he left it unaddressed completely. The good news about that is it at least leaves us a path, at least sometime in the future, to argue, hey, listen, you know, he made this thing up about, hey, the set of law, you can't challenge it. You know, Congress can't pass a law or anything. But he didn't address half the basis in the 14th Amendment for it because he can't. He can't do it. And when you have Kavanaugh saying, yeah, Congress absolutely could pass a law here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's who they need. So I wonder if Trump had some, I don't know, back channel information that Kavanaugh might be willing to bring this back up. I don't know.
I think there's a better chance of the Supreme Court rehearing it than it ever getting through Congress.
Yes, absolutely. And that's because John Thune, as we're finding
exactly.
out in the last two years, has taken, and this makes it all make sense, $1.5 million from the open borders lobbies and the H-1B visa lobbies. And this is why he's killing the SAVE Act, because he knows, they know if Republicans get elected these days, odds are they're going to be against open borders. They'd rather have Democrats. And that's why you see Thune standing up for Democrats and things that help them get elected, like fraud.
And then he will turn around and blame Democrats for it. But if they would drop the filibuster or at least require the real filibuster, then they could get this passed through the Senate with the amount of votes they have right now, if every Republican went along.
And we know that for a fact, because they got 50 votes for this.
Mm-hmm.
This was a version of it. It was to attach it to something else. Well, you got 50 votes. That's all you need because J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker.
Right.
We have the vote.
Yes.
And Thune keeps lying about that. Now, we don't have the votes for the Lindsey Graham version of it because it attaches a bunch of girls' sports things to it, which, by the way, he did at Trump's request. I don't know why Trump requested that, but he did it. That does not have the votes. But just a pure up or down SAVE Act has the votes. We know that. And Thune's been lying about that. So, but we could do it. And again, all we need, we don't even need to get rid of the filibuster. We just need a good old fashioned filibuster like the kind we've had since the founding. He just needs to allow it. And every time it heats up, he goes on vacation. So, but Alito was saying, look, this would be the end of the country. And it, you know, I mean, this is a mess. I was just looking at this on, just for instance, I was just looking on this at this on Fox News. They were showing the pictures of the, get this, 36 Democrat Socialists of America candidates who are running for who have won right now. They are going to more than likely take office. They've won their primaries. And if you go look at them and you go down the list as I've been doing, more than half are foreign born, just like Zohran Mamdani.
Mm-hmm.
They're foreign born. So when you're looking at that, you're looking at who's recruiting them, okay? Like, where are these people suddenly coming from? How are they, you know, with little or no money, you know, suddenly beating Democrat candidates who are established? And there's one word that explains it all, and it's Hassan Piker, who is recruiting them. He's very popular on his Twitch account. Bad, bad dude. Calls for Trump to be killed about once a month. Okay, well, who is Hassan Piker exactly? He is a poster child for this. He's one of these babies.
This is what I always found funny, is that you were born in New Jersey, but then they shipped you right to Turkey.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want you to get an American upbringing.
Well, the thing is, like, it was the other way around. My parents were very sneaky with it. They were like, if we give birth to him, yeah. You know the immigrant mentality. If you give birth to him here,
of course,
then he will be American.
Then
which, you know, sucks to suck. Racist, like, that's just how it works still.
It's a loophole.
Yeah. It's a great loophole. So then, but then they were like, but we don't want him to be too American.
So I grew up
in Turkey for 18 years.
You know, back in the 80s and 90s, talk like that would be considered subversive.
I think you'd be investigated.
Yes.
Now it's standard, but you can
now you're
see-
qualified to be a candidate in the Democrat Socialist Party.
Yeah, no, I mean, again,
and occupy the halls of Congress.
If you look at the Democrat Socialists right now leading in the polls, to be Wisconsin governor in the primary, who is she? Her parents did the same thing. She's Chinese. She's Korean. Her parents did the same thing. They came here, had her, and took off. Now she's here to tell us all how to live. But she wasn't raised here. But she's an American. So you're really seeing just the devastation of this.